Excuse me. Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out, man. Gas prices going high. That's right. How do you intend to keep it fly? What type of driver are you? Do you drive off of emotion? Or do you drive off of wisdom? Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Yo, cyber. Yo, cyber.
Wow.
Yo, cyber.
Wow.
Yo, cyber.
Wow.
Yo, cyber.
Wow.
Hell no.
All right. Here we go. Let's jump right on into it. Check it out. What's up? What is going on? What is happening? Listen up. Now, all over the nation, gas prices are going up. You know what I'm saying? Now, with this being said, from my experience, I have been told that I drive like an old man. That's right. I do. Due to the simple fact that I drive every day for a living, average 200 miles a day, whatever. Very, very aggressive driving. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm in my personal vehicle, I like to chill. You know what I'm saying? Now, with these gas prices going up, up, and up, and away, what is your strategy? What is your plan? Now, what type of driver are you? Let's start with the emotional driver, okay? The emotional driver, 9 times out of 10, they never look behind them when they're driving. They only look at the car in front of them. Occasionally, they look to the left, look to the right. Or they might see a police officer in the opposite direction. Other than that, it's all about you. I have to go here. I have to go there. I'm late. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. You're on a mission. The speed limit is 45, but you do 55. Why? Because you can. Now, check this out. That makes you not only a selfish driver, it also makes you a very, very emotional driver, which there's nothing wrong with that. That's like 89% of people. Anyway, hey, it's all about you, where you want to go, where you have to be, and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Some people are like that. You can't help it. That's just your style.
Oh my.
Nah, but seriously though, I get it. Check this out. Now, being a truck driver for 20, oh wow, yo, check this out, man. On the 14th of this month, it'll be 22 years. Wow. 22 years of driving a truck. So I spend the majority of my day in a Mack truck, in traffic, safety first, always looking out for others. You know what I'm saying? And it's a different level. You know what I'm saying? It's a different level of driving and paying attention and looking out for others. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would like to say, are you an emotional driver or do you drive on wisdom? Now, with that being said, let's get back to the emotional driver. The emotional driver, especially down here in good old Florida, will up the rocket on your ass. Man, you have no idea. I'm pretty sure you hear all these crazy Florida stories and people doing dumb shit. But however, What you don't hear about is this road rage, man. Gots to be more careful in traffic because a motherfucker will up the rocket and start blasting on your ass for no reason. So, once again, like I said, I was told that I drive like an old man. That's right. In my personal vehicle, people cut me off all the time. No big deal, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to arrive to my destination safely. Go home to my family, chill out, do a live stream, do a podcast, and get some... Anyway, you know what I'm saying? That's my goal. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight about being an emotional driver. The majority of the people out here will never, ever drive for the other person. That's where accidents come in. That's where road rage comes in. You see what I'm saying? If you just take a deep breath and relax, you know what I'm saying? I get it, man. Traffic is hectic. I don't even like to drive on the weekends. Now, I'm saying that to say this. What is your route? Do you have a route? I mean, seriously, do you have a route? Like during the course of the day, once you get into your vehicle, do you have a destination? Are you that type of person? Okay, I'm going to go to work. You know what? Let me go over here. You know what? Let me go over there. You know what? I forgot to get this. I forgot to get that. Hold up. You know what? I'm going to go over homeboy house, see what he's doing. I'm going to check old girl out. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. That's cool. But at this in particular point, the way gas prices are skyrocketing, check this out. Here's a little something that might just make you save a little bit of money.
Now.
You got a whole lot of podcasters on this app.
Good content, cap. But today, you are now vibing with Cyber One Production.
Oh, my. All right, here we go. Now check this out. This may work for you and it might not work for you, but me, this is what I do. Check it out. I have a route. You know what I'm saying? I've had a route for years. I mean, due to the simple fact, you hear me? There I go. Due to the simple fact that once you spend a lot of time on the road, you get tunnel vision. You know what I'm saying? You just zone out, man, because you've been driving so long, you get into autopilot. You know, that's very dangerous. So I have a route. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly what my route is, but, you know, bim, bim, bim. I make the same moves every day. You know what I'm saying? Prime example. If you're on the way home and you know your significant other always wants you to go back out, once you get home, say, hey, look, I'm on the way home. What do we need? What's missing? You know what I'm saying? Do that before you go home. And also, believe it or not, if you drive the speed limit, you can save some money. Believe it or not. Especially if you have a route. If you're going from point A to point B without making unnecessary stops, you can save some money. You know what I mean? Big facts. Now check this out. During the course of the day, even if I'm in my work truck, you know what I'm saying? And it's lunchtime. Like, hey, what do we need at the house? What do you need? Blah, blah, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. If I'm by a store when I take my lunch break, hey, you know what? I'm going to take my lunch break. I'm going to go in here, get what I need to get. So that way, on the way home, I won't have to make any extra stops. You know what I'm saying? Just little things like that. Now, are you tracking? Are you doing road trips? Are you? I need a road trip as long as I don't drive. But now, seriously though, do you do it? Oh my. Nah, but seriously though, do you do a trip set? Do you see how many miles you do during the course of the week? You know what I'm saying? And if you do that, and cut down. Say, hey, you know what? Let's say just on going back and forth to work. Let's say, for me, for instance, I'm gonna say I do like, say 15 miles. This is an example. You know what I'm saying? Let's say I do 15 miles, right? And I set my road trip during the course of the week. Now, during the course of the week, I'm always looking like, hold up, traffic is heavy over here. Let me try another way. You know what I'm saying? Let me try another way. Okay. This way cut down 5 minutes off of my regular routine, off of my route. Okay. Now, that'll save a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? But I pretty much got it mastered to where it is what it is. I'm not going to do any more. I'm not going to do any less. Now, don't get me wrong. My car do what it do, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. I can get down on them, but nah, I ain't wasting my gas like that. And also, if you're in the fast lane, drive, you in the fast lane. I'm gonna break this down. If you're in the fast lane, you in the fast lane, my drive. Yeah, you know what I mean, drive. Now, me personally, I'm either in the slow lane doing the speed limit or the middle lane. It depends. And every now and then I'm in the fast lane. You know what I'm saying? I'm usually in the fast lane on Thursdays. You know why? Because I'm going to fill my tank up on Fridays. And speaking of filling my tank up, I promise you I cannot make this up. Check this out. Last week Friday, I was filling my tank up. You know what I'm saying? I had a quarter of a tank, so I threw $50 in there. You know what I'm saying? $50. The price here for premium in Florida, yeah, I run premium, homie. My car don't like that regular shit. My car spit that shit out like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck? But as I was pumping gas, I think it was four something, and I was like $12 in, and I looked at the gas price, and it went up 10 cents while I was pumping gas. That has never, ever, ever happened to me in my 53 trips around the sun. I'm like, yo, this shit is getting serious. So, you know what I mean? It's getting serious out here. Now, for those who like to take public transportation, that's a good thing right now. You're at the top of the game. You're at the top of the game. I've done that before, but the only thing about me is I go to work early. Hell, I go to work when the bus driver's pre-tripping his bus. He hasn't even, you know what I'm saying? He's probably still doing his paperwork when I'm on the way to work. But hey, that's another option, you know what I'm saying? If you have a good transit system in your city, now granted, a lot of places do not have a good transit system at all, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, when I was staying in the DMV area, you know, you catch the metro, catch the train, you know what I'm saying? My sister, she used to take her car to catch the train, and I was like, wow, are you serious? Get this nice-ass Jetta, and you taking it? I don't get it, but I get it now. I really get it now. Here we go. Yeah, man. So, check this out. Now, back to the emotional driver. Let's say, like I told you, I drive in the slow lane Monday through Thursday. I'm in the slow lane or the middle lane, either or. Sometimes, you know, I get down on it sometimes. You won't catch me in the fast lane on Monday through Thursday. No. Hell no. I'll be in the fast lane. Now, if you notice, all those people zigzagging in and out of traffic, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see them at the red light. You know what I'm saying? So what was the purpose of that? You beat me to the red light. You burn all your gas up. And I'm pretty sure you're not going from point A to point B. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a crazy thing, man. It's a crazy thing out here. But now, check this out. From where you're at now, do you spend the same amount of money on gas every week, or do you try to cut down? Now, if you just go to the pump and fill it up, hey, that's what's up, man. Go for it. You got it like that. Me? Hell no. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that at all. Some people, they like to put a certain amount of money in their car every day. You know what I'm saying? I know people that work from out of town that come here. They have a commute. I used to have a commute, but I no longer have that because I moved closer to my job. Yeah. But anyway, I couldn't handle it, man. I couldn't handle it. I have one homie that works out there, and he's like, yo, I put $20 a day in my tank. Is that good or bad? $2, $4, $6, $8, $100. That's $100 a week. Now, but check it out though. If it costs you $50, say it costs you $50 to fill up your tank and you drive it till it gets down, during an hour commute, you're going to put another $50 in there by Wednesday. And guess what? On Friday, you might be on E. You might be on E again with the traffic jams and sitting still and doing all that. So I think the $20 hustle is good. Then you have other people. Once they get to three quarters of a tank, just throw $20 in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Depending on your vehicle, depending on the traffic. Hey, $20 every other day. I don't know. Maybe that's $40 a week. Should I try that? Hell no, man. I ain't going to be able to do it. I got habits and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I like to buy snacks and shit. You know what I mean? Snacks and beer and alkaline water and vitamins and shit. You know what I'm saying? Coffee. Some coffee. Everybody likes coffee. Now, let's jump into the coffee part. Once you go to the station, right? The gas station. Do you just buy gas? Or do you go in there and go on a little spending spree? I must admit, I'm guilty of this. I can't just go in there and buy gas. I go in there, I have to get me some green tea, some coffee, or some knickknacks, some snacks, or whatever. Now, I've been pushing this. I've been working on this. What I've been doing is getting all my snacks from the house or whatever, cooking something to eat, you know, so I don't have to stop there and get snacks and do this and do that. I'm trying to get down to the point to where I'm just getting gas if I need it. Check it out. If you spend, let's say you spend $7, you know what I'm saying? You know, you spend $7 a day. That's $35. Yeah, that's, I guess, three quarters of a tank nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So those are just a couple of little things that I am trying to work on. And I'm interested in, want to know, what do you do about this gas situation? Are you an emotional driver? Are Do you drive off of wisdom? Do you have a route? Do you try to cut down on your spending habits at the gas station? You know what I'm saying? Just a little something I had on my mind. And by the way things are going, looks like the gas prices are going to continue to go up.